Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Eric Scalavino. And Eric, first things first, today was the first official day of practice in pads.
Yeah, welcome to training camp, Jackie. The first couple of days, it felt like more of an extension of OTAs and mini camp, where the guys were mostly in shorts and some were in t-shirts and shells, and they were, you know, going through their drills just sort of two-hand touching it.
Right.
Today, it really felt like football. You heard the clash of the helmets, the plastic of shoulder pads hitting one another. And you saw that the effects of that when a lot of players sort of came up lame. You saw Julian Edelman had to get stretched on the sidelines once. Rob Gronkowski ran off clutching his chin. He actually got a laceration on there and had to get that bandaged up before he came back out. The first day of real sort of traditional hitting, full contact football, we saw that today. And guys still have to get a little bit used to that, as we saw.
Well, let's jump into our extra points. Today, I want to take note of Coach Belichick's placement on the field. You know, we saw the 7-on-7 going on, and the crowd went crazy for the receivers. But Coach Belichick paying more attention to the one-on-one drills, the offense versus defense, and the open field tackling.
Right, and the one I think I'm particularly interested in was what he was, too, was offensive line and defensive line, particularly the edge guys, because pass rushing is still, I think, the Achilles heel of this team and of this defense in particular. So Belichick spent a lot of time when the O-line and the D-line went head-to-head in that drill on the far side of the field, which a lot of people don't think, you know, interior line drills or edge drills on the line there is a very exciting part of camp. But for us, it is, because that's really a weakness of this team. And if Belichick can find one or two guys who can fill that role, that's going to improve this defense.
All right, and your take on the rookies?
Yeah, I've noticed Dante Hightower and Tavon Wilson have been getting a lot of action in camp, but they really haven't been standing out one way or the other. They've just sort of been involved, and I think that speaks to what Nick Caserio told us earlier today about, you know, having to try to balance the versatility of these guys with not trying to overwhelm them with too much of the playbook. They sort of have to, you know, crawl before they can walk,
right,
so to speak. And I think right now we're seeing the crawling stage for those guys, but it's good that they're actually involved as much as they have been early on in camp.
All right. Good things from hard-hitting action today at the first practice in pads. We'll have more on Toyota's Patriots Today, but that'll do it for now.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.